is my template. Location, Danville, Illinois. Claimant, Dori, D-O-R-I-E, Newton, N-E-W-T-O-N. Claim number, W-08940. Examination date, 1-12-13. Adjudicator, Sadia, S-A-D-I-A, initials, M. Section F. The claimant is a 42-year-old, right-handed, Caucasian female. She seems reliable. Documents reviewed. 1. Progress note dated 11/5/12 for primary biliary sclerosis by Dr. Davindra Ramkumar, Christie Clinic, Department of Gastroenterology. 2. Progress note dated 2/20/12 for diabetes, hyperlipidemia by Dr. Eleanor Peter, head of Christie Clinic Department of Family Practice. 3. Liver biopsy dated 11/12/12 from Provena Covenant Medical Center. Chief complaint, rheumatoid arthritis, diabetes, and primary biliary sclerosis, history of present illness. Claimant states she is diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis summer of 2012 by Dr. Peter out of Christie Clinic in Danville. She states that rheumatoid arthritis is located to her right shoulder. However, x-ray reports reviewed revealed mild arthritis of the AC joint and minimal degenerative changes in the lower cervical spine. Based on MRI of the cervical spine dated 9/22/11 from Provena Medical Center in Danville. Period. She notes pain to the shoulder that fluctuates. It's a constant dull pain and a severe sharp pain. That's intermittent. She notes increased stiffness of the right shoulder in the morning and with changing weather. The pain radiates down the arm, shoulder, wrist. She notes that they both swell. Period. She was treated with anti-inflammatory medications, but had to stop after the diagnosis of primary biliary sclerosis by Dr. Brahma Kumar, gastroenterologist out of Christie Clinic. She notes due to a primary biliary sclerosis, her body itches, her skin, her eyes are jaundiced, she's losing her ears, and she's having poor memory problems. Her mouth is dry all the time, and she's lost a lot of weight. She states the symptoms has consumed her in the last 9 months, that she's unable to sleep. She's been studied on Urocidol. In paragraph 5 states she was diagnosed with gestational diabetes and she became insulin dependent a year ago. Her blood sugar averages in the 200s. She notes increased thirst, polydipsia, and polyuria. And she wakes up every 2 hours to urinate. She denies any symptoms or diagnosis of peripheral neuropathy or diabetic retinopathy. Past medical history, manic depression, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, kindly refer to social security, psychological disability evaluation, past surgical history, 1993, cholecystectomy, liver biopsy, hospitalization, done recently, activities of daily living. Walking a block, she gets tired. Standing for prolonged periods, she gets fatigue. Sitting a long period, she has pain to the hip. Cooking is not limited. Lifting, pulling, pushing is limited. Feeding is not limited. Cleaning, she takes break in between because she gets tired. Bathing is not limited. Dressing, she has difficulty with putting her braziers on. She doesn't drive. Shopping, she forgets what she goes to the store to get. As a result, she needs a list. Social history, she last walked September 2012 as a daily for county market. Education, 11th grade. Medication, CMED list. Allergies, none. Substances. She smokes 4 cigarettes a day. She smoked for 7 years. She doesn't drink or use illicit drugs. Examination, obese, height 66, weight 241, pulse 80, respiratory 16, blood pressure 120 over 70, so now right 20 over 70, left 20 over 50 without glasses. Using penal, OD 20 over 50, OS 20 over 50. Going to the skin, include multiple diffuse red purple sores over the scalp, face, arms, and legs. Going to the HEENT and to the sclera, include icterus. Going to the abdomen, include dorsal yield, surgical scar for cholecystectomy. The abdomen was obese, the liver was enlarged and tender. Going to the extremities, include right shoulder, tender at the AC joint, active range of motion, limited impression, problem 1. Primary biliary sclerosis, problem 2. Right shoulder, AC joint, osteoarthritis. Problem 3, enlarged liver due to problem number 1. Problem 4, diabetes. Problem 5, poor visual acuity. End of report.